Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Cian O'Callaghan is the Social Democrat TD for Dublin Bay North. Cian, thanks for joining us in the show today. You're not happy about the reduced public transport options over the bank holiday weekend.
Yeah, well, what's happening this bank holiday weekend on the north side is that DART services are cancelled by Irish Rail due to engineering works, and that also affects commuter trains that are going out of Connolly, so there won't be any services. Now, Irish Rail are putting on a very limited bus service to replace the commuter trains, but when it comes to the DART services that are cancelled, there's nothing in their place at all. And in the past, what would have happened is there would have been extra buses put on to cope with the demand. And since they've stopped doing this, what we see typically at a weekend is hundreds and hundreds of people at bus stops, not able to get up on buses, seeing packed buses pass them by, being stranded. It can take people hours to get home or get places if they don't have alternatives, if they can't afford taxis, if they don't have access to a car. Particularly, tourists, visitors, people on lower incomes who don't have alternatives are very badly affected by this. And Irish Rail and the National Transport Authority seem to be just shrugging their shoulders, not willing to do anything about this, not put on additional alternatives like they used to in the past.
Well, they're saying it's down to engineering works between the Clontarf Road and Drogheda. I know that's on the Saturday, Sunday and Monday in particular. But as you say, it's no DART services, Cian, between Connolly, Malahide and Howth. It's also, though, the fact that DART stations are too going to be closed at Howth Junction, Donnymead, Kilbarrack, Raheny, Clongriffin, Howth, Sutton, Colester as well. And then coupled with that, you too have some Red Line Lewis services between Talla and Houston not operating over the weekend.
Yeah, and look, there are times when they have to do engineering works and stuff. Now, it's questionable, do they have to be doing these as we get into busy summer bank holiday weekends? Because this is when you have a lot of people, travelling. And there's a lot of events on this weekend as well. There's the half city marathon. Mm. Usually for that, they actually, have extra DART services running early in the morning and stuff to get people into that. So that causes a problem. But if the services have to be shut, then they need to put in alternative capacity. I mean, that's their job. They're contracted by the state to do that, to provide public transport, the National Transport Authority. And it's not okay for them to say, oh, nothing to do with us. So what? We're shutting all this down and there's going to be no extra capacity. I've had people in contact with me, elderly people reliant on public transport, waiting 2 hours, 2.5 hours at a bus stop trying to get somewhere, just seeing bus after bus that they can't, it doesn't stop, that they can't get on. And like, that's no way to be treating people, and no way for our public transport system to be treating people.
Nighttime. Why can't we do the work at nighttime? How does every other European country and across the states, do they manage to do maintenance work overnight and we can't seem to do it?
Yeah, I mean, they certainly need to be looking for the alternatives in terms of keeping, keeping the rail services up and running. They do a certain amount of works over night time as well. But at an absolute minimum, if they're going to do this, they have to, have other measures and alternatives in place. And like, I met with them a few months ago when I raised this. I've written to them about it. They are aware of this, but they are deciding not to do anything about it.
Well, we want to try and find out what's going on. We want to hear from people, listeners that are impacted or likely now to be impacted. They might be only hearing this for the first time, Cian, seeing as you raised it. 1800 453 106, that's the number. Stay with us, Cian, if you can. Dave is with us. Dave, you're the PRO with the Raheny Shamrocks. So that means no DART services running for you guys over Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, in particular, as Cian has highlighted there with the Dublin City Half Marathon. Now, it's great that it transports or it comes through Raheny and back into the city centre, but it makes it difficult for our members really to get in and out of the city centre, really. The race, I know, is early in the morning, but coming back, it makes it tricky. They're going to have to drive, I'd say. Bus schedules when you're going into a big event like that can be tricky. And also, as Cian probably says there, we're well used to it. We have big events like the Raheny 5 Drive Road race in January, and they have the trains off for maintenance, and the buses are packed, and the bus drivers are skipping stops because the buses are packed. And there's Keane is correct. We've raised this. We've actually asked for not just with Raheny Foy, but with Women's Mini Marathon, etc., to have free transport out to the event for those taking part. And we're just getting a shrug of the shoulders. We're not getting a reason why. We're just getting not in a position. And it impacts a lot of the north side, as already highlighted. It's Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, where you should really be heading into the city centre. And it's really just down to buses. There's no Lewis line for our side of the city to get into the city centre. And it does limit how we get into the city centre and impacts a lot of the movement around the north side.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's going to have a pretty substantial impact, I would have thought, for competitors travelling in on the morning of the marathon, Dave.
Yeah, it has a huge impact, and a very big impact. Like, they're pretty much down to cars, and then it's trying to find where to park, and it's kind of our side of the north side. It's our side of O'Connell Street, and that's very kind of limited at that stage. So you can understand it gives logistic headaches, and it makes for our members and for runners and anyone in the region from kind of Howth towards probably Colester, even further into Clontarf. It makes it very difficult to plan your good preparations in the morning of the races.
Tony is on the line as well, Dave. Tony, you run businesses in Malahide in Dublin. So what's the impact of no dart services over the bank holiday weekend for you?
For places like Malahide or Howth, anywhere on the north side, and the beaches, it's tradition in Dublin that you go to the beaches at the weekend. But obviously people can't get there with the lack of service. So it's really impacting the hospitality industry very adversely. And tourism, bars, restaurants, hotels, bed and breakfast, everything. Anybody that's in the hospitality industry is affected.
Yeah, well, particularly, as I think Ian mentioned and Dave as well, you know, if there was even just more alternative transport options put on, it might help to ease the pinch a little bit.
Yeah, Andrea, you mentioned if you go to anywhere else in Europe or you go to the United States, it's these repairs and are done early in the AM, you know, or early in the week when there's a low throughput, you know, whereas it seems to be every alternative bank holiday weekend, it's north side, south side in Dublin, which doesn't suit the people, and it's really making it very awkward for businesses that a lot of revenue is drawn. But people themselves trying to get transport in and out of the city.
This texter makes the point as well, you know, like there is another reason. This is another reason why people keep their cars, because they can't depend on public transport on a normal day. And now even on the bank holiday weekend, you know, they're in for overtime as well.
I think an awful lot of people want to use public transport. You know, but we must have a good service, and the service must be consistent. As I say, it's a great tradition of people in Dublin City moving out to the beaches and that at the weekend, and they enjoy that. And this is taken away from them.
Alex is with us on the line too, Tony. How are you affected, Alex?
I represent the commuter coalitions. I live in town, so I'm not too badly affected myself, but you know, with the rugby match on at the weekend and the marathon, you know, nobody on the north side is going to be able to get anywhere. And, like, the real issue is a lack of funding here from the government. And there's only 10 buses is the number of buses they have for replacement services along the Dart Line.
Sorry, 10?
There's only 10. This is an issue with, like, a lack of drivers. And, yeah, there's no spare resources. And this is because the government aren't funding. And that's like barely one train's worth, you know?
I mean, I'm just going to go through some of the text here, but like there's a really significant impact for people living in North Dublin and North County Dublin as a result of this now, over the entire bank. Like, it's not even just one day, it's the whole bank holiday weekend.
Yeah. I mean, I actually live just along the Dart Line, and they do work at night, but the infrastructure is old and needs a lot of maintenance at this point. Again, a lack of funding over a long period of time, and they need that long bank holiday weekend. I mean, they could do communication better and they could run more buses if they had more funding. But I mean, I blame the government and, you know, a lack of foresight and and thinking on this. And even with the marathon, there's going to be closures for the buses, and the Dart's a great way to bypass that. But that'll be off as well. So, yeah.
This is always the case at a bank holiday weekends, as this listener. The one day people might actually go out and enjoy the day in Dublin. I don't understand why they don't just do it on a normal Sunday. This listener makes the point, I live in Balbriggan and it's the same for nearly every single bank holiday weekend. Trains always seem to be cancelled for maintenance work. This listener says, we've a very disappointed little boy here in the house listening to this, because we've been planning a day out to the beach on Monday and he's train mad. I'm wondering, why can't they do this overnight? We'll try and find out once and for all. Barry Kenny from Éireann Roth Éireann is with us on the line today. Barry, why are you shutting down the Northern train services over the bank holiday weekend?
Well, we've a huge amount of major work taking place over this weekend, Andrea. Now, I would say the vast majority of the work we do on our network to maintain and upgrade it does happen overnight. As I say, a significant majority of is taking place at those times. So when you've got works that are of a significant scale, such as replacing the actual track, replacing the overhead lines, replacing sections of crossing track, as we're doing this weekend at Malahide, and that they are works that take a far longer time. And one of the reasons we, and I would stress as well, this is a total myth that other countries don't do works at bank holiday weekends. I'm looking at about 7 works happening on the London transport network this weekend. I'm looking at several.
But they've better alternative options, though. Yeah, that's the problem here. It's the lack of alternatives.
That they do have more extensive networks. But when we have a bank holiday weekend, we go in after the last train on a Friday night, and we work through to 4 a.m. on Tuesday morning, around the clock, 76 hours work. So we get a mass of work done in that time, meaning that you could only really get the same quantum of work done by disrupting 2 ordinary weekends. So we get a lot more done, a lot more efficiently. Literally we have 5 major sets of work. So we don't just go in and do one work between Connolly and Drogheda Hoste this weekend. We have points and crossings, we have track renewal, we have overhead lines, we have accessibility platforms and track works all taking place on the north side.
So you're saying there was no alternative to this? This had to happen over 3 days over the bank holiday weekend?
We have to maintain and improve our network. As we said earlier, people want a good service. One of the ways you get a good service is to ensure that you maintain and upgrade your network. We were underfunded for many years. Thankfully, that is not the case anymore. But we have a program right now where we're, on a multi-annual basis, replacing all of the overhead lines so you don't get overhead line power faults. We're replacing and upgrading track to give the safety and the reliability that you need for the service as well. And of course there are events. And I will say, that is a challenge. It's becoming increasingly challenging.
And I accept that. We'd have the same discussion in June and August bank holiday weekend. Yeah, right, so you're saying there's no alternative. Yeah. All of these works need to happen.
There are more and more events as well.
We do our utmost to avoid
events as we can. But take this weekend, right, where works have to happen. Northside, we have the half marathon. Southside, we have the rugby at Aviva, which, of course, was scheduled late. We also have other events. The last 3 years in the May weekend, we worked on the south side. We had some communication from a festival in Bray, jazz festival there, that were disrupted and said, look, when you're planning this year, can you give us a break? We did that. Then the date of the half marathon was moved to this weekend. So it was actually
okay. So it wasn't like the planning, the event planning wasn't taken into consideration. And I take that point, and you've stressed that there was, this has to happen over 3 consecutive days, and a bank holiday weekend is the one that it's fallen on. Now, to Cian O'Callaghan's earlier point, but sure, why can't we put on more buses to facilitate this?
As I say, we will always liaise with the NTA and indeed with our colleagues in Dublin Bus and the other bus companies, and they are putting on additional capacity on their routes this weekend to Caterpillar. We've never operated a substitute service for the bus. It's not a feasible service when we're doing Dart works, just with the nature of serving individual bus or individual Dart stations. But working with the NTA, liaising with the bus companies, they are putting on additional capacity on their routes for this weekend. As again, that liaison happens for every single weekend where we would do work. Again, I would say we have 3 bank holiday weekends for each of Northside and Southside that we're doing works. So we didn't do any work. St. Patrick's weekend is obviously a huge tourism event. We wouldn't dream of it.
But could you not do it in February or October?
We do. We have February. We do, as I say, we did works in February. We do works in October as well. We've nothing. We've nothing on St. Patrick's.
But you're
weekend.
Saying the bus situation isn't your problem. This is an NTA issue, is
well,
it?
I mean, the NTA contract the various operators for services, but we would obviously ensure that they and the other operators are aware of our plans in advance. And I will say as well, we publish all these scheduled works in January on our website. Every year we send an alert to elected reps, we put the information out there, and obviously then we're making sure there's a lot of awareness.
So you're saying it's well flagged.
As well, to say this is our plan, this is our programme, and liaising as well with different groups in terms of their events and how best that we can work together. Because, you know, we want people to be able to enjoy the service, but the service has to be maintained as well.
Cian O'Callaghan, does that explain it to you now?
Well, just a couple of things. Firstly, to say that Irish Rail have never put on extra buses when the darts have been cancelled on the weekends, that simply isn't true. I've seen those extra buses. It used to happen. Seen them with my own eyes. I've known people who've been on them. What used to happen is there'd be replacement coaches that would be, you know, if you were at Hope Dart Station, you couldn't get in the dark because they were cancelled, there'd be a bus there. It was contracted in and then it would be at the next dart station, the next dart station. So that meant people going to the dart stations had an alternative and it meant the buses weren't overloaded. Now, to say there's additional capacity put on, I wrote to the National Transport Authority asking for details of this, and they came back saying that there wasn't any additional capacity put on for the darts. There's very limited extra buses for the commuter line. So can Irish Rail tell us what are these additional buses on the dart line that will be on this weekend? When are they? Because they simply don't exist.
Barry.
There will be hundreds of people at bus stops stranded. So can you please tell us the details of these extra buses that you've promised and committed to? Because they don't exist.
No, we've, as I say, liaised with the NTA and the bus companies. It isn't the case of a bus substitute service. So yes, we have a limited service
that
in the Northern Commuter Line. So no, we did. We have done some from host to host junction, but we've never done a service that goes along the dart line. Simply not the case. I'm working here 31 years, Cian, so maybe before that.
Yes, so you have some from host to host
junction. Yes, but in terms of what the bus companies will do is on their scheduled routes, they will be monitoring the capacity and the loading along the route, and they will supplement the services.
Hundreds of people left stranded. Happens every bank holiday weekend. They can be left stranded there for hours. So to say that it's monitored and extra buses are put on just isn't true. It doesn't happen. People are left stranded. And there needs to be a proper response in this from Irish Rail and the National Transport Authority.
Are you satisfied with the response, Barry, that, you know, with the alternative offer? Like, do you think this is satisfactory?
I think they absolutely do their utmost. There is finite supply. I mean, if it was easy to replace a train service, you probably wouldn't have a train service. Do you know what I mean? In terms of the volumes that we carry and the volumes that DART services can operate. But they absolutely supplement with the resources that they have, appreciating that, you know, every DART can take 1,200 people and that's not something that's easily replaced. But the liaison is there. The supplementary services are there. And I don't think it's fair to say that they don't do that when they absolutely do.
But the other issue some of the texters are raising here as well, like, that, you know, you often have the instance, and God, we've talked about it, I don't know how many times in the programme. I mean, it's often difficult to depend on the buses actually turning up, Barry. I mean, I appreciate that's not your issue, but that's also a problem.
As I say, I know that I liaise, and I know that, again, the various transport operators work closely together. I do know that the inspectors will be out monitoring this, ensuring that where there is additional capacity, and it is down to finite supply, buses, drivers, that will be provided.
Keep your thoughts.
Any sign of additional capacity, all you will see is hundreds of people standing at bus stops seeing full buses pass them by. So it simply isn't true to say there's additional capacity, it's all been monitored and it's all been looked after. It's just not the case.
Barry, do you want to briefly respond?
I mean, as I say, look, the bus operations do this, and it's not correct to say that they don't.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. I've no doubt if this is an issue, good or bad, the Lunchtime Live listeners will keep us posted over the weekend. So whatever your experience with regards to the public transport services on Friday or Saturday or Sunday, maybe it'll be brilliant and it'll all work super smoothly. Let us know. You can email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. For the moment, though, we'll leave it there. Cian O'Callaghan, SOCT MTD, Dave, Tony, Alex, thanks for getting in touch. And of course, there, Barry Kenny from Irish Rail.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.